Ve'eliyo. The Tanah Ve'eliyo brings down that the reason why he was Chayiv Misa is because he davened, and he davened Kedaber Ishel Re'eyu. He davened like he's talking to his friend. That's the Lashon. So, I'm just going to read you what the Tanah Ve'eliyo says. Teid Alecha. Says the Tanah Ve'eliyo, B'sheo Shebo Sancheiriv, this is Perek Ches. V'hikivez Yushalayim. When Sancheiriv came and he encircled Yushalayim, he besieged Yushalayim. Omad Chizkiyo B'tfilah. So Chizkiyo HaMelech David. And it goes through the whole tefillah, beautiful tefillah, that Chizkiyo HaMelech said. Says the Tanah Ve'eliyo, Nire Shoye Chizkiyo Medabrim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ke'odom Shel Medabrim Chaverei. He was talking like you talk to your friend. Miyad, Nochas, immediately, Nochas Ruach HaLekim Al Yishayo, V'om Alei, Lech Lechizkiyo HaMelech, and give him the following message. Halo Yodom, Shehu Medaberim Mishu Godol Mimenu. If you speak to somebody who's an Adam Godol, greater than you. Marsiya Kol Gufa, you're shaking. You go talk to somebody who's on a higher level, you're shaking. V'nizdazik Kol Evarov. Medaber V'nimelech Machem HaKadosh Baruch Halachas Kameh V'Kameh. Shemedaber Be'emo Be'yira. I think there are two outstanding issues here to understand. One, the simple reading Zicha doesn't work. The Tanah Ve'eliyo, it doesn't mean that Chizkiyo HaMelech didn't daven with Kavanah. Chizkiyo HaMelech was a God Lador because he davened with Kavanah. So number one, clearly it doesn't mean that. And that's not what he said. You look like the Lashon Tanah Ve'eliyo was Nira. It looks like Adam Shumadabim Chavera. He didn't look nervous. Chizkiyo HaMelech didn't look nervous when he davened. Clearly he was nervous. Clearly he did have Yerushalayim. So what's the whole Avera here? He didn't shake? What's the whole Avera? So that is Chayiv Misa. Pella. Mamash Pella. So both sides can't be. We know for sure he had Kavanah. And even if he didn't have Kavanah, it wouldn't be a reason why he's Chayiv Misa. So it's really a Pella. So I'm going to tell you a pshat here in this Tanah Ve'eliyo, which really I extracted from a Sefer Chassidim, from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And I spoke about this the night of Rosh Hashanah by me and Shul. I told the Olam HaMaisa from Rav Shalom Shvadron, which also ties into this idea. I told the Olam HaMaisa like this. Rav Shalom Shvadron, I heard this Maisa straight from Rav Shalom. Rav Shalom Shvadron said when he was a younger man, one of his children was sick. One of his children was sick. Rav Shalom Shvadron was taking the kid to the doctor. Nothing serious. Taking the kitten. He's running down the street. He passes his Rosh Hashiva of Sarner Zechat Tzadik Levorach, the Heaven Rosh Hashiva. Heaven Rosh Hashiva looks at him. Where are you going? I'm taking my kid to the doctor. He tells him, the goyim also go running around. Something wrong with this? He's going to take his kid to the doctor. Sounds pretty good. So Rosh Hashiva tells him, Sarner, one of the Gedolei Ador, tells him, the Goyim also go running around like that. Yeah, people just run around. Like sort of making light of what he's doing. See, so he turns to his Rosh Hashiva, he says, Rosh Hashiva, what do you mean? He says, no, you have to take your kid to the doctor. When you finish, you can come, we'll talk about it. Anyway, took his kid to the doctor. He came back to Rosh Yeshiva. He won't know what he did wrong. Rav Chatzkel Sarner told him an unbelievable word, which I shared with everybody in my shul. I felt it was so important, I gave it to them as a Rosh Hashanah message. He said, people don't realize that there are so many mitzvahs you're doing all the time. You just don't think about it. Person goes to work. So today's time to go to work is like a whole klala. To go to work. Yeah, most people have to work to make a living. That goes to work. Rav Chatzkel Sarner told him, do you know what working is? You're Mekayim a mitzvah of supporting your wife, mitzvah deraisa. You're Mekayim the greatest mitzvah of tzedakah, you're supporting your family. Your whole life is one big mitzvah. So if Shalom is listening, he says, the problem is, people lose it. Because when they're going to work, they're looking at, I'm working. If they would think when they go to work, you know what? I'm going to be Mekayim the mitzvah, supporting my family. Then every minute of the day is a mitzvah. Person's kid gets sick, you take him to the doctor. Okay, my kid's sick, you take him to the doctor. You're not thinking. Rabbi Chatzkel told him, your kid's sick, he's a cholim. There's a mitzvah biko cholim. There's a mitzvah rapa yirapa. There's a mitzvah of chesed. You're taking care of your child. You're doing the greatest mitzvah. But you're not thinking that. You're running to the doctor. The same trip that you're making going to the doctor could turn into the greatest mitzvah. Just focus. That was his message. That was his message to Rav Shalom Shadron. That we're surrounded by mitzvahs. We just have to focus. The same thing turns into a mitzvah. The Zobah Meiser. A guy comes home. His mother tells him to do something in the house. It's not about any of you. You're all Kedoshim with the Harem. But there are guys out there that don't like doing things. So there's two ways to do it. One way, worst thing could possibly happen to me. The other way, as you're doing it, in Mechavan, Kayim Mitzvah, Kibbut Aveh, one of the greatest mitzvahs. It comes out the same chore that you're doing turns into mitzvah deraisa. The guy goes to the store to buy food. He's feeding people. Because every element of your life could turn into a mitzvah. If you focus. Says the Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Chassidim says as follows. Kol ma'asecho yehi l'shem shemayim. Simen mem vav in the Sefer Chassidim. Lo yehi odom hoylech lecho l'olishem v'kavanosa sheyei bori v'shomen. He says, when you go to sleep, don't have in mind, I should just be healthy. Right? Most people go to sleep at night, they should be rejuvenated. Next morning, they should be awake. A lot of people couldn't sleep last night because Trump was keeping them up. I had trouble getting my kids to sleep last night. They were trumping. Especially Baruch. He was davening, he's Miss Powell. So Zok the Sefer Chassidim, the average guy at night, you go to sleep, right? What's the big mitzvah? You're going to sleep. What are you being Mekayim already? What do most people think when they go to sleep? I'm tired. I need to get some sleep. Zok the Sefer Chassidim. Yoimar Ishan v'oichal kedei she'uchal lamoid lavoi beri v'lasuk batere. If a guy goes to sleep and he thinks for a moment, as he goes to sleep, you know, I'm going to sleep, I should have koiches, tomorrow I'll have a good day of learning. So now the whole sleep turns into a mitzvah. It's like sleeping in a sukkah. Now your sleep turned into a mitzvah, turned into a chavtish al mitzvah. That's a sefer chassidim. Turns into a mitzvah. When And then he goes on to say that the whole Churban Beis HaMikdash happened because of the opposite problem. The whole Churban Beis HaMikdash happened because even the mitzvahs we were doing, the real mitzvahs, we weren't thinking. He says, V'shalach lonu es avdo Yeshaya. When Yeshaya HaNavi came to be misnabet to give us the prophecy of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, what did he say? Yan kiniga shom azeh b'fiv. This nation, they daven with their mouth. U'b'sfas of kibduni, they honored me with their lips. The libo yirochak mimeni. Says the Sefer Chasidim that this was the problem of that generation, the Churban. Problem was, ideally, whenever you do anything, you should think about a mitzvah. And then you change your regular life into a mitzvah. The Simach HaSishta, you know, there's a Moiridika, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. I actually brought this down in the safe I put out for Tzvi Chasana, my son Tzvi. I put out a safe on Nisuin. So I put into the sefer a piece on Shana Rishayna. The husband's mitzvah of Shana Rishayna. We all know Shana Rishayna, you're supposed to make your wife happy. So Shlomo Zalman has a whole shtickle. Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he brings riots from the Rishonim that a husband's chiyuv is to make his wife happy for the rest of his life. The first year is you launch it. That's when you establish it. But your whole life there's a mitzvah to make your wife happy. Comes out, a guy comes home at night, chaps a shmuz with his wife, he makes her happy. He's being mekayim a mitzvah's nisuin. The mitzvah husband has his wife. Just by having conversation. Just a conversation. Says the Sefer Chasidim that the door of the Churban, not only didn't they do their divrei choil that way, when they did mitzvahs, they did it with their mouth. They didn't really mean it. So now I want to tell you pshat. If that was the chet of that generation, and that was the chet of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was the king, the leader, it was his job to fix the generation's problem. By him davening in a way that it didn't see the kavana, it looked like he wasn't having kavana. See, he was feeding into the problem of the generation. He had a chiyuv as the leader of the generation to fix the problem. If the problem was a problem of kavana, that they weren't having kavanah l'shem Hashem. So now his job was to go to the other extreme. And instead he looked like he was called him Amadabim Chaber. So even though he was having kavanah, he was going against his tafkid of leadership. And this I brought down many times. I brought this down with Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Some of you may remember. Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu? He didn't do the bris for his son. Right? He didn't do the bris, so he just delayed it a little bit. The Elam remembers. He first registered in the hotel. What happened over there? He was chayv misa. The huge snake came to swallow him up. That's a gemara in the Dorim Yankivin, no? Gedoy lamila. Name? Vazak the gemara, though. That it was Moshe Rabbeinu delayed it. What are you ready to do? He delayed it for an hour. He registered in the hotel first. What's the big deal? Chayv misa. So the explanation I gave, the Marsha over there talks about it. The explanation I gave is that when we left Mitzrayim, we had one characteristic, one schus we had. The Zohar HaKadosh brings down in Parashas Truma, the schus we had when we left Mitzrayim was that we had zrizus. We left quickly. Hashem told us to leave, we left. We left Bezrizus. So the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was based on what midah? Bezrizus. That's why matzah has to be made out of something that could be chometz. So you have to do it fast. The whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was Bezrizus. Moshe Rabbeinu was born for what purpose? To take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. With what midah? Bezrizus. So when Moshe Rabbeinu went against Bezrizus, he went against his whole tachlis. He went against his whole purpose. Memeli was chayiv. Same thing, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Since he was the manig of the door, and the problem in this generation was kavana, and he davened in a way that it looked like he wasn't being mechaven, there was an immediate outrage from the Navi Yeshayahu, who's the one who gave Techocha to Klai Yisrael about this particular nekuda. Okay, stop here. Learning.